Good afternoon. Welcome to this week's Community Elements show. And we're going to be starting off with Brian's good news. Hello, Brian. Good to see you.
Hello, Rob. It's good to see you too.
Yes, back again from the south of England.
Oh, well travelled.
Yes. It seems like a lot in a very short space of time, but that's how things are.
Indeed.
But anyway, Brian, what goodies have we got for this week?
Well, start off with, going into hospital will be a less scary prospect for Northeast youngsters, thanks to a magical transformation. With £200,000 of funding from the Wood Group, Royal Aberdeen Children's Hospital, official charity, the Archie Foundation, has revamped the main entrance into the magical forest. Designed to calm the nerves of fearful youngsters, the reception area now boasts specially designed speakers playing soothing woodland sounds, a safe play area, and iPads. The redevelopment follows the completion of the new gardens, which has turned the area outside the front door into a fantastic space for families to relax with their sick children in a non-clinical outdoor environment. Dozens of cyclists push themselves to the limit to raise cash for two children's hospitals. Aberdee 100 challenged DC Thompson staff to show off their pedal power by riding from Aberdeen Journal's Langstrath office to the publisher's Kingsway headquarters in Dundee. More than 40 staff from newspapers and magazines across the group took part in the event, which raised funds for the Archie Foundation. The Mammoth Cycle, which has raised close to £2,500 for the Royal Aberdeen Children's Hospital and the Tayside Children's Hospital, was organised by Neil Macland, head of newspaper sales. Mr. Macland, who took part in the challenge, said, "Everyone seemed to enjoy it. The conditions were perfect. We finished just before the rain. There was a good atmosphere and great camaraderie. The group cycled through Strawn, Stonehaven, Brechin, before reaching the City of Discovery, where a crowd was waiting to greet them. The wheels are already in motion for a return trip next year." In an effort to make Aberdeen the sportiest city in Scotland, groups have teamed up in a new partnership. A total of 10 bodies have clubbed together to create Aberdeen Active Partnership, AAP, the first initiative of its kind in the country. Now, those sitting on the AAP board have spoken of their aim to get more people engaging in sport. The partnership will review all sport and leisure facilities to develop an action plan for the future. It will look at how people are encouraged to take part in physical activity and how this can be improved. The sweeping away of Craig Inch's prison continues to be a win-win situation. Instead of a looming, depressing jail, the site will now provide affordable homes for key workers such as council workers, teachers and medical staff. That will go a long way to help fill the many vacant posts which hamper the city's public services. And, as an added bonus, about £430,000 has been pledged to boost Tory in a deal between the council and a Scottish Housing Association. That cash will be a boost for Walker Road Primary and improve community and sports facilities. All this is great for our city and even better for Tory. A leading North East charity is looking for members of the public to join its board of directors. Clan Cancer Support is inviting individuals with specific experience and skills to get involved. The organisation's board has 11 members and is chaired by local businessman Kenny Anderson, who took up the position in 2014. All board members share their time with the charity and work closely with the management team on a voluntary basis to ensure its success. Mr. Anderson said, "Becoming a member of Clan Board of Directors is a fantastic opportunity for those who want to help give something back to the community, alongside offering access to their own specific skill set and experience. Our board consists of individuals from all backgrounds with specific experience in a range of avenues, including business, medical, and financial sectors. We are interested in hearing from those who think they have something unique to add to the board, alongside a desire to play a role in supporting the development of Clan." A gang of bikers is gearing up to transport blood and emergency kits for urgent life-saving operations. Northeast Rider Volunteers, NERV, is a new group set up to take vital blood donations to and from the region. Bikers will also carry items including emergency equipment, tissue, and urine samples. Never mind Hell's Angels, Northeast bikers are about to become health angels. How else would you describe the motorcycling fans queuing up to help transport urgent blood and medical supplies between Grampian and other parts of the country? These volunteers will get through traffic far faster on two wheels than anything on four. Saving minutes off providing blood supplies can often mean the difference between life and death in urgent operations. As well as being lifesavers, the blood bikers will also ease the strain on NHS resources. This will be a vital lifeline for NHS Grampian. Little Jessica McLeod has a whole new view on life, thanks to the efforts of big-hearted fundraisers. The two-year-old has emerging cerebral palsy and additional needs, which means she is unable to sit up properly and can't use a normal pushchair. Her family realised she would benefit from a specialist buggy and were overwhelmed when the New Deer and Maud community pulled together to raise the £1,800 required when they discovered it wouldn't be provided by the NHS. She needs a specialist sleeping system and a special chair for feeding, which we received around June time. There was a pram base that had four wheels and a handle that we were looking at, but the NHS said it wasn't essential. So my partner, Andrew McLeod, and I decided to raise the funds ourselves. When we were telling people that we were going to fundraise to buy the pram base, they got involved and essentially took it off our hands. St. Cain's Church, Anne Milne of Mustard Seed Cafe, and Jessica's own health worker, Jennifer Garten, were some of the people holding donut mornings in the village to raise funds. The special seat the family already had will clip on to the buggy, keeping Jessica straight and upright. Pauline said, "The buggy will totally change her life." When her twin brother was playing out in the garden, she would have to be held up or lying flat on the grass. She now has this whole new view and perception, as she can actually play with her twin brother, Freddy, while in the buggy, and she can self-feed from it. A special presentation was held at Maud Resource Centre to thank everyone who contributed to the buggy.
Excellent. I think that must be almost one of your favourite ones, is it?
Well, I've got two favourite ones there, to be honest. Yes, this one about the buggy, because when someone is so handicapped and they are isolated so much from everything that is going on, Jessica is no longer isolated. Okay, she has some problems about getting around, mm-hmm. but she can communicate with people and she can enjoy playing with her brother. I think that's marvellous, you know. I don't know what I'd have been like if I hadn't been able to play with my brother. Mm. He wasn't my favourite. I shouldn't say that. But, no, I would have missed it a lot. But I also think there's a very important article about the clan cancer support, because volunteers for the clan board, it's voluntary, but can you imagine the satisfaction that they get from helping people who are so, distraught, really, quite often, when they've got family suffering from cancer. But these people will, the volunteers will receive such satisfaction and feel fulfilment in their volunteering.
Yeah.
And I think that is fabulous.
Yeah. That's good. Now, one of the stories, I think it was the first one that you raised, it was about the Children's Hospital and the facelift. And I saw it miles away, a news report about how technology, particularly for children, can actually help calm them in a way that drugs cannot do before an operation. So if children are allowed to play on iPads and things like that, that actually helps to calm them more than any of the drugs, which can have bad side effects. There's been a study shown to do that, and maybe, just maybe, they're picking up on that. But it's important. I remember when I had an operation, when I was small, I felt really nervous, and I think you would do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the idea of kind of being put to sleep and then thinking, am I going to even wake up?
Of course. It's a scary thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I did, but...
Praise the Lord for that.
Yeah.
No, that makes a lot of sense, what you just said there, Annette, because young people especially get scared of things that they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And visiting a hospital, ouch, you know?
You never know what might get done there.
Yeah. So anything which can calm them, make them feel more at ease, is vital.
Yes, definitely.
So you picked a good one there. Well done.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've got some more great news coming up again next week, and we'll look forward to that. Brian, thank you very much.
My pleasure.